singles. That's what most of us shoot in the field, at least when we finally hit a bird. I'm Scott Linden, out and about, made possible by Happy Jack Dog Remedies. What do most ranges force us to do? Shoot doubles. That bang-bang habit is hard to break when hunting, but it might be worth trying. Put an expended shell in one barrel and shoot singles all morning at the range. You'll probably do better than most other days. You have to make the first shot count, knowing you can't make up for a miss with another shot. I'm practicing that way this off-season in hopes it works this hunting season. Maybe you should too.
And that segment of the show brought to you by Pro Plan Sport Dog Food from Purina. I guess that's how we pronounce it in this country. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. I do. I'm learning every time I talk with somebody over there and every time I read about them. You know, the idea behind the ratios of ingredients and then the things that come out of that are all designed to optimize oxygen metabolism. Because that means increased endurance during exercise. And man, if you don't realize what an athlete your dog is, well, go to ProPlanSport.com and learn more about how all of that works. It's all part of the whole idea that your dog is a elite athlete and they know how to fuel that athlete. And if you want to shoot better, well, just keep listening, including to my friends at HighVizSights.com. You know, the company was founded by a shotgunner so that he could do a little bit better job of hitting birds and clay targets. That's why they offer so many choices. Magnetic, screw-attached, plain barrel sights. Hey, anybody can install them. And if you want a little bit of help, they'll walk you through it if you need it. There's a reason their original equipment on Rugers, Benelli's, Browning's, Remington, among others. You want to learn more about their choices when it comes to sights and how those sights will help you become a better shooter. I'm learning every day. Soon to be making a video on that. Anyway, go to HighVizSights.com. That's HIVIZ Sights.com.
Gun fit has been the topic of more than one late-night conversation. One friend pointed out something we, experienced hunters might consider if we're missing as often as I miss. Arthritis, muscle tone, and flexibility all affect our ability to get a shotgun up to our face. Wood to wood is a cliche for that reason. Our stiff neck can't flex down and to the side to put our cheek on the gun stock, and so our sight picture is different. Sure, we can adjust with enough repetition or bend the barrels or raise the comb of the stock or get more flexible. Your choice. We're made possible by Happy Jack at Tractor Supply, helping rural America's dogs stay healthy. I'm Scott Linden. Thanks for listening. Don't get bugged outdoors. Biting and stinging insects can be a pain, literally. So here are a few simple ways to avoid most pointed encounters. First, whichever repellent you use, be sure to apply it well in advance. Be careful using repellents with DEET on kids. There's a lot of good alternatives out there on the market now. And did you know many flies, wasps, and bees can be detoured from your camp with a little maple syrup, honey, or sugar water in a pan placed nearby? For meat-eating wasps, put a fish head in there instead. Just remember to throw it away before you break camp. Go to landtrust.com to learn how you can earn additional income from your land while remaining in complete control.
Looking at another Montana trip, it's like a candy store and I'm a kid. No, I don't mean immature. I mean the choices are so great. Just in Montana, if you're looking for a place where you know the habitat's going to be good, you know the place has been vetted, and you want exclusive private access for a day or more, LandTrust.com is where you want to start. They have got so many choices, kind of like an Airbnb, but for folks like us. You can camp at a lot of these places. You will learn more about the place from the folks at LandTrust.com before you get there than you could ever do by knocking on doors. Take a look at all the choices at LandTrust.com. And whether you're looking for a new choke for your turkey gun or for your target gun or for your upland birds for this season, go to TrueLockChokes.com. 2,000 choices, lifetime warranty, satisfaction guarantee. What can I tell you? These guys know what they're doing. A better choke will make you a better shooter, better materials, better engineering. I know I use that term a lot, but it's absolutely true. The pattern will be better, too. Learn more at TrueLockChokes.com. And you spell TrueLock, T-R-U-L-O-C-K, TrueLockChokes.com. So what's keeping you from a better shotgunning percentage? Surprisingly, very few hindrances pop up when I ask on social media. The most common? Inconsistent gun mount. A perfect candidate for slow motion drills with an unloaded gun. Dropping targets are vexing to a lot of us. Range practice on, say, bounding rabbit targets could help. And not keeping your cheek on the gun stock is the nemesis for many. We want to see the bird drop before we actually hit it. Which is probably what I would suggest. If you think I should be giving shotgunning advice, that is. Just what did you really catch? Just about every kid cuts his fishing teeth on bluegill. But 15 other species of sunfish look very similar to the bluegill. Here's one way to figure things out. With the fish in hand, gently fold his side fin, the one by the gills, toward the eye. If the fin goes past the eye, you've got a bluegill. All the other sunfishes have shorter fins. Yeah, that might serve you well in an afternoon campfire chat as well. Now bait up and cast again. 14 more sunfish species to go. Go to LandTrust.com to learn how you can earn additional income from your land while remaining in complete control. I'm Scott Linden. Thanks for listening. And I mean it. Thank you. I'm Scott Linden. I appreciate your listening to this pilot version of an extended version of the Out and About feature I do on Sirius Satellite Radio's Rural Radio channel. I'm thinking about putting it on the podcast feed as well. So if you liked it, please drop me a note at scottlindenoutdoors@gmail.com. Thanks and have a great day outdoors.